I did get a news release from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. Yes, Tom, some of us do read those. And I saw the dicamba and the restrictions, the way the new registration, you didn't have the authority to do that. You had to work with the EPA.
Well, actually, in Minnesota, it'll be June 12th. Sitting area, it'll be June 12th, and then north of 94, it'll be June 30th. And we're really trying to get at the massive amount of complaints we had last year. And really, to me, recognizing dicamba is an important tool. We think in Minnesota, this will allow us a path forward to ultimately keep dicamba in the long run. And so hopefully, we're able to reduce some of those. We also have 85-degree temperature cutoff. And but we, you know, 300 complaints, record complaints. We're still working through those. We'll see how it plays out this year. So we were disappointed that it took the EPA this long to approve that. I really wanted it out there. I asked them last fall. We knew this was happening, but we're glad that it's out there. We're working the registrants, the three major registrants, BASF and Bayer. They're working with us to get the trainings done, and we'll move forward.
Well, we had a pretty good idea, though. The EPA was probably going to work with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, I think most farmers knew that that's what it was going to be, or that time frame. So we'll see, and hopefully that helps cut down on some of the issues that we've had. And again, our goal was to keep it long term, and looking at and docking with the EPA and being concerned about the amount of complaints that we had in Minnesota and what's something we could try or do something a little different. And we'll see how it works this year, but fingers crossed.
Well, if we didn't do it, we might very quickly lose it completely, because we can't be having a herbicide move around like it has.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point, you know. And I know a lot of farmers will say, yeah, it moved onto the other farm, but they really didn't have a damage, you know, or maybe even their yield loss was pretty small or not at all. But that's, you know, the point is, it's, you know, that's great, but the point is that we have a chemical moving from one farm to another, and that is a problem ultimately. So hopefully we can figure that out and keep that tool in the toolbox.
I think, Tom, I always enjoy visiting with you, and thanks for being so accessible.
Yeah. Thanks, Jerry. It's great to get out, and appreciate the opportunity.